Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
All right, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, concedes that all Australians may not be vaccinated by the end of the year. No. He's pressed the big pause button.
Really?
A lot of people are complaining, but I think, honestly, it is the responsible thing to do. First of all, it's like, oh, well, all of a sudden we have vaccines. Yeah, let's all get jabbed. Oh, hang on. The side effects, hang on. Oh, no, it's okay. Everything,
hello.
No, still go ahead with it. Oh, hang on. So I think it's a good thing, but he's saying, we're not setting any plans, especially now we know that if you're under 50, you shouldn't get AstraZeneca. So we'll see what happens there, but I think it's good to be responsible till they find out more information.
Yeah, they're not too bright there in Parliament House, are they?
Or maybe for the first time they are to actually pause it and go, oh, let's find out if this will turn me into a rabbit. And doctors apparently have stopped offering AstraZeneca jabs over legal risks. They're waiting until the Australian government clarifies legal liability. Because if you can suffer serious or fatal side effects, that means that the doc could be liable for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute minefield, isn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Also, some great news here on the Gold Coast. They're going to be calling it Green Heart. It's a project they've locked in for this year, and Green Heart will cover 220 hectares from Robina to Carrara, which is six times as big as the Broadwater Parklands.
Oh, wow.
And they're using it as green space with footy ovals, could be softball, baseball, NRL, AFL, and also soccer. So a heap more, 15 sporting fields, they're saying. And if there's one thing we do need here on the Gold Coast, that is more sporting fields. It's the only thing holding a lot of our juniors back is the fact that we haven't got enough places to play sport, even though there's a lot of ovals in schools and the schools don't let us use it. Not
that's
that
right.
I'm crappy about that.
Well,
I'm just, I know, it's ridiculous. And they're public-owned schools. But anyway, the great thing is...
I'm with you, Spider.
220 hectares of new sporting facilities.
Absolutely. Well, you just heard that from Bridgie that AstraZeneca could turn you into a rabbit. Well, I'll tell you what will turn you from a rooster into a shark.
Oh, what is it?
$1.8 million. Craig Fitzgibbon will become the Cronulla coach as of 2022. He's committed to the Roosters as an assistant coach at the moment, but Johnny Morris has been the first NRL coach given his marching orders.
And that is what you need to know.